I want to share a very, very important personal chapter of my life is actually changing. I think about how God has a purpose for every season, right? Including those that feel uncertain. Like it's really a bittersweet, tough chapter to close.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And as of today, if you're listening live time, we are actually 37 days away from autumn. Can you believe that? It doesn't seem like that's even possible. I mean, I feel like my summer is just getting going. Do you feel that way too? Or have you soaked it all in a little bit more than I have? I don't know. That's hard to believe to me. 37 days and we will be into the fall season. Wow. Well, speaking of seasons, this is my transition paragraph here. Speaking of seasons, I want to share a very, very important personal chapter of my life is actually changing. And I'm actually stepping into, with air quotes, retirement after technically 25 meaningful years of teaching Visibly Fit. I know, it's kind of wild. You're probably listening to this and going, what? What are you talking about? Yes, it is. It's time. It's time. And it's been an interesting it's just been interesting as I've been listening to the Lord and waiting, and it is time. It is time. And it's not really just an end to this season. I know it's actually a beginning. I know it's a beginning of a new journey that God has for me. I believe it's going to be a season of something new, something greater. And He really just wants me to be available to those around me and embrace the next big assignment, actually, that He has in store for me. So I'm reminded as I'm making this decision with God's nudge, of course, but I'm reminded that you can't put new wineskin into old wineskins, right? You can't put, new wine into old wineskins. And so this is in Matthew 9:17, and it says, neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst. The wine will run out and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins and both are preserved. So after dedicating a quarter of a century to my career as a naturopath and fitness expert, I've had the privilege of serving just countless numbers of women and a couple men along the way, but mainly women. And it has just been honestly a pure joy. And it's just been so rewarding, so rewarding. I wish I could share all the stories of all the patients that I've had that have come across my path and I've had the privilege of working with. But I have learned invaluable lessons as I worked with each and every patient that I've worked with. And each experience has really shaped me. It's taught me about how resilient God really has made all of us. I've gained great compassion that I never even knew that I really had. I'm a compassionate person, but man, my compassion is to the next level. And I have incredible confidence in knowing and understanding the power of hope and healing. I've seen healings right before my very eyes, and it's powerful. It's powerful when we, first of all, have faith and we have hope in what God can do. And so as I reflect on this quarter of a century, this journey that I've been on, I'm reminded also of the profound words in Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. You probably know it, but I'm going to share it. To everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Every time, this may sound kind of silly, but every time I read Ecclesiastes, especially these verses, I think of Footloose. I know that kind of sets the stage for my age probably, but when Kevin Bacon, when he read this at church because they wanted to dance, do y'all remember that scene? Anyway, that's what I always think about. But it's powerful, right? It's powerful, and God's word speaks to us. And so when we look at certain verses that hit us in a certain season, it helps us. It gives us ammunition, if you will, to keep pressing on and keep moving forward. And so these verses really resonate deeply with me as I transition into, I keep saying retirement, but I'm retiring how Visibly Fit looks currently. It's not going to be the same. I'm going to be more available for family and friends and just wait and see what God has for me. I think about how God has a purpose for every season, right? Including those that feel uncertain. Have you ever been in a season that feels a little uncertain? I'm sure you have. And so what does that mean? Are you leaning in and listening for what God has for you next? I know that while I'm stepping away from my previous role of being a naturopath and fitness expert in this space, I mean, I'm still those things, but it's not who I am, right? I'm a child of the Most High. And my titles don't define me. I'm stepping into something new with those titles and with all that God has for me. I feel like I'm stepping into an opportunity to serve and inspire in different ways. And so I'm really excited. What does it mean for me? I'm not really sure yet, but I know God will make it very clear. And I want to be ready. I want to be ready when the clarity comes. And so whether it means embracing opportunities for more writing and speaking, sharing the lessons I've learned and spreading hope wherever I can, or just being more present with my family and my friends, I'm all in. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready for His next. I really am. I'm just so excited. And it's bittersweet, actually, because I have had some of my patients have been a part of my tribe, if you will, for 10 years. Like, it's really a bittersweet, tough chapter to close. But I'm not going away. It's just going to look different. So I just wanted to share actually a couple stories with you from my experiences that really truly highlight the impact of hope and resilience. And I've shared about some of these patients in the past, but I just want to share about them again on this episode because they have made an impact with me, and their story just continues to bubble up whenever I'm just hearing people in a certain health state or condition, I think, nope, I've seen it done. I can tell you a story of someone who's overcome. And so I'm just going to tell you a couple stories. So one I've shared about Tara, and Tara has actually been a guest on this podcast, and she has literally been like a daughter to me. She's so special, and she's been so amazing, and she's actually been a little bit like my Timothy, if you will. She has come alongside me and worked with me Invisibly Fit, and she's just been my right-hand gal, and she's so amazing, young, and just has the world ahead of her. And I'm just so proud of her. But she actually faced incredible challenges with endometriosis. And when we first had our initial conversation, she hadn't lost her spirit, but she was definitely desperate for healing. And she was looking for a solution. She had had about 25 different surgeries. Nothing was getting to her issues, and she was still in a horrible condition. She was in pain. She was on meds. She would have to leave her job early. She was exhausted all the time. Her doctor said she would never be able to have children. And through the Visibly Fit program and through God's healing, you know, she has fully been healed, and she no longer has an endometriosis, and she is now pregnant with her third child. That's right. So God is amazing. And I just see this time and time again, when we have the right tools and the right people that believe in us and hold our hand and walk us through, we can get through some pretty tough stuff, but we have to believe ourselves, right? And we have to have the right protocols and tools in place. And so Visibly Fit offered that for her. And so despite her struggles, though, she always uplifted those around her. And that's one of the things that I love about her so much. And she still does. She's always encouraging, and she's kind and just generous and loving and patient. And her story has just really taught me that even in adversity, we can really choose to be light for others. And healing happens. Healing happens, but we must first believe it ourselves. And that's what she did. She was in a place of, after we had that initial conversation and I prayed over her and she decided to hire me as her coach and naturopath, then it was like there was like this fuel to her fire. And she started to believe, and she started to act accordingly. And so that is half the battle, right? We have to believe that God is our healer. And so I hope her story inspires you, because if you're dealing with endometriosis, you can overcome that. You can overcome the pain, the whatever the doctors have tried to tell you about your childbearing years. Don't listen. You can change the way you're eating, the way you're, moving your body, the way you're resting, the way you're sleeping, the way you are stressing. There's all kinds of techniques in order to get your body healthy and healed, so it's ready to conceive. Another woman that I just adore, and I've talked about her as well. Her name is Bonnie. And she has been with Visibly Fit for over 10 years, and she's in her 70s, and she is amazing. When we first met, she was doing daycare, and she was always exhausted. She said by the end of the day, after the kids had left, she just kind of fell on the couch. Actually, before she would fall on the couch, she would eat some ice cream, and she would be a little depressed and fall out on the couch and just rest and sleep. And the Bonnie that I know now, oh my goodness, this woman does not stop. I'm in awe of how much energy she has. I mean, she is still water skiing and snowshoeing and hiking, and she's incredible. She walks dogs, and she's just on the move. But she has been Visibly Fit indoctrinated, if you will, and she has been on a steady course for the entire 10 years. I'm talking, there's been no slip up. Bonnie is better at Visibly Fit than I am at Visibly Fit. How about that? So I'm inspired by Bonnie, and just so proud of her. And I just think, you know what? It doesn't matter what age and stage you're in. when you set your mind to something, you can do it and you can overcome. And so she hasn't touched ice cream in over 10 years. She makes nice cream, you know, with frozen bananas and a little almond milk and cinnamon and whatever else she's adding to it. And she'll blend that up, make some nice cream, but she hasn't had ice cream. And she's definitely not falling out on the couch exhausted. She has so much energy and she's walking all the time. In fact, speaking of walking, I think she's getting in. The last time I talked with her, she's like, yeah, I got in like 20,000 steps. So she gets in more steps than I do every day. Again, she's incredible and quite the inspiration. Another person that I just have I think of a lot. And it was a gentleman I worked with years ago, and his name is Pete. And I've actually shared about Pete from the stage before because he was a trip. he lives out in Seattle. I think he still does. But actually, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in years. I need to reach out. But anyway, his mission was to release 100 pounds. And his goal, and he was in the 60s at the time, almost 70, and his goal was to hike a mountain that he hadn't hiked since he was a teenager. And so I said, okay, Pete, you release that 100 pounds, and I will come out and hike that mountain with you. Well, I believe he was down about 80, 85, and at that point, he had been training, and he was conditioned, and so I went ahead and went on out, and we hiked this mountain together, and it was so incredible. So powerful. And the story is, I know that I'm going to kind of get in the weeds on this, but the story is, because it took us quite a while, all right? So there's only one way up the mountain and one way down. And we were the last people up on the mountain, and we just took it all in. Pete was like in tears. I was in tears. We were hugging. We were just so excited. And he made it. And it wasn't, there was some pretty tough areas. Like there was an area where you actually had to hang on to a chain link kind of fence or you know, chain link. Not a fence, but a little chain in order to climb because it was so steep. He had a walking stick. It just took us a little while. Well, after we celebrated and after we took photos and all the things, and again, nobody was on that mountain. Zero, zippo. And there's only one way up and one way down. And so as we were coming down, he was getting pretty tired. We had about a mile left to get back to the car and get home. And he was like, you know, I'm just tired. I need to sit down. I said, oh, no, Pete, you can't sit down. Whatever you do, do not sit down. I said, you can lean against a tree. You can lean against me, but you can't sit down. I said, let's just have some water, some electrolytes, have a little bite to eat, and let's just keep moving. And I get my like backpack to get something out for myself, and I turn around, and Pete was on the ground. He sat down, and I thought, oh, no. And Pete's still a pretty big guy, right? Like, I can't just lift him up, pull him up. There's no way. So I'm like, Pete, oh, my gosh, what are you doing? And he's like, I just can't do it. I can't do it. My legs are killing me, and I just can't. I said, oh, yes, you can. And I was just rubbing his legs and just trying to just, you know, get some life into them and just making sure that, you know, he knew we're getting down that mountain. And I'm quoting scripture over him. And I'm like, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now, mind you, Pete is an atheist, but I didn't care. I'm like, I am going to be praying this one through. And so he's just like, no, I'm just going to stay here for the night. And I said, oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. And it was getting ready to become dark. It was getting dusk, and we had just passed actually some bear scat on the road or on the trail. And I'm like, oh, no, you don't. You're getting up. So I tried to pull him up, and there was no way. I mean, like I said, Pete, still a pretty big guy. And so I'm just praying. I'm rubbing his legs, and I'm just praying. And again, quoting scripture out loud. And all of a sudden, this guy comes around the corner on the trail, and he's like, hey, you guys need some help? And I thought, yes, where'd you come from? And it was just so bizarre, you guys. Like, I know this was an angel. He had to have been an angel. And he said his name, All of a sudden I forget. Not Carlos or I can't remember. It was like a Jose. His name was Jose. That's what it was. And I said, are you sure it's not Jesus? And then I just said, Jose, you are a friend of mine. And some of you will laugh at that one. But he was helping me like massage Pete's legs. And we're both trying to pull him up. Again, Pete's still a pretty big guy. Next thing you know, we pull him up. He's standing up. And Jose has got, well, Pete's in between the two of us. And so Pete's arms are around Jose and myself. And it's starting to get dark. And so Pete has his phone light on while he's got his, you know, arm around Jose. I've got my phone light on, and then Jose has his phone light on. Well, Pete's goes dark because his phone died. Mine went dark. My phone died. And Jose's kept on shining. Oh, yes, it did. All the way down the mountain. And so we had that mile left, and he gets us to the car. And as soon as he helps me put Pete into his car, and I go and I turn around to thank Jose, and Jose was gone. He was gone. I'm not even kidding. I can't even explain it. I just know that Jose had to have been an angel, because there's no other way we could have gotten off that mountain. And all of a sudden, again, this guy appears out of nowhere. Bizarro. Anyway, Jose, thank you. And it was just quite the experience. But I was thinking to myself, despite the overwhelming odds, he inspired everyone that I've shared this story with, because of his unwavering determination. Even though he was going to stay, you know, there for before he got down the mountain, he still was determined to climb that mountain at almost 70 years old, right? And he wanted to release that weight and be in shape. And so I just think how awesome our God is. How awesome he shows up when we need him most. He shows up. He's in all the details of our story. He really is. And I just think about how inspired and empowered Pete was after we got down that mountain. So again, this story has touched so many people's lives as I share it. And it still kind of gets me just kind of giddy, because I was there and it still blows my mind. But these stories just remind us that hope can flourish even in the most unlikely circumstances. And we all have the power to be vessels of that hope. We all have the potential to become better individuals. It's about putting our mind to it and putting those actions to those thoughts that are life-changing. We can't just think about it. We have to get off the couch and do it, right? So I just want to encourage you, you know, as this chapter is closing, as far as Visibly Fit and how it looks currently, I want to encourage you to take your health into your own hands, because your future is bright. Your future is bright. And I know that my future is bright, and I'm excited about the possibilities of maybe, I don't know, possibly writing and speaking, but mainly I just want to wait on the Lord. My husband and I, we have a lot going on personally, and I need to be available for him, for my husband, for my family, and just for whatever the Lord has in store. So I just wanted to let you know the details of this, but I want to reassure you that this podcast isn't going anywhere. That's right. I will continue to bring you incredible guests that will share insights on health and wellness and living vibrantly. That's what I love to do as well. And you guys are part of my tribe, and I love doing this podcast, and I love doing everything else as well with my patients and coaching and all this stuff that I've done for, you know, a quarter of a century. But it's just time to shift. And so I just wanted to let you know that. But to conclude today's show, I just want you to remember that every season of your life holds potential for growth and purpose. And as you and as I navigate our transitions, I want to encourage you just to really reflect on what God might be calling you to do next. And I want to remind you that nothing is wasted. Your gifts, my gifts, our skills, our talents, they will still be used, but maybe now in new ways. I had, you know, Susie Larson on not too long ago, and her book is called More Than You Can Imagine, What God Does When You Trust Him. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to see all the more that than I can even imagine as I trust him. And I hope that you will trust him too. Maybe God's been speaking to you about shifting. Maybe it's a new season for you. And so maybe this podcast actually encourages you to step into that new season and not have fear around it. Because change can be a little difficult, right? Especially when you've done something for so long. But I have been really just honored and privileged to serve so many people for a long time. And I'm grateful. And again, I'm not going anywhere. It's just going to look a lot different. And I'm just going to wait on the Lord for a while. So thank you for the grace in the season and giving me space as I transition. So thank you again. I can't wait to hear maybe from you about your thoughts and your stories about maybe your own new season that you're coming up on, or maybe some things you've had on your heart and your mind that you're wanting to step into. But I just appreciate you. And I really do. I know that, you know, again, there's a season and a time for everything. So again, it's bittersweet, but I'm excited. And I just wanted to share with you. So thanks so much for giving me the space and time to share this here on this podcast, because I'm ready to embrace the beautiful changes that this life brings and what this season will bring. So God bless you. And here's to our next. Here's to my next. Here's to your next. And let's see what God has in store. All right. Take care.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypett.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.